Good day, everyone. This is Malcolm F. Petito here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website and, of course, the daily podcast. I'm very excited and very grateful to Mr. Hendry for allowing me to present our Malcolm F. Petito pre-Christmas show. And since we're doing this live, I apologize, but I do have my staff here, and I'm doing some training. It's a bad time to do training. It's a bad time to have a staff here that is not 100% trained in the process of doing a Malcolm F. Petito show. But I have no choice. As Mr. Hendry said, that we have limited time and limited access to this studio. So I have to ask my staff right now not to hold up signs that are you're trying to make me laugh right now. I'm not laughing at that. When I said pre-show, I didn't say pre-come, and I have to, for legal purposes, I have to articulate what's going on, because this has happened before, and I am considering, I'll let you guys know right now, I'm considering legal action if you continue. I said pre-show, not pre-come, so put that sign down. My attorney's now been alerted. You may ask yourself, why the hostile work environment? I asked Mr. Hendry if he would allow me to do a daily podcast. He said I had to prove my value to the company. I said I'm more than happy to do that. And so as a test to my skill, not just as a host, but also as a producer, he's put here a staff of people who are also in training, some of whom, I will say very frankly, don't like me because they worked for Kenny Flagg and they feel I've had something to do with Kenny's ongoing legal troubles. No, I have not done anything to Kenny Flagg. He is in jail because he opened up his, you want me to say, he opened his fly up and he showed it. And so, as we continue here, we want to do our Christmas show. Now, a lot of you people are saying, well, why don't you just get up and walk out, Malcolm? Why put up with a bunch of chowder heads and clowns? Please put the sign down. Now what they're doing is they're holding up different signs of wildlife and pointing at the sign and pointing at me like, you're this. Isn't that childish? It is, isn't it? Mr. Hendry is the one thing that I do have in my favor. What? I'm going to get to it in a minute, Clark. The one thing that I have in my favor is that I can track all of the things that are happening to me, and I'll tell Mr. Hendry about it. And hopefully, at some point in the future, Mr. Hendry will say, you know something? Guess what, Malcolm? You can work free and unfettered of these clowns and these people who think they want to be in broadcasting, but they're standing here with pictures of chimpanzees and lemur monkeys, and there's a, look at that, is that a porcupine? And they're making fun of the way I talk, too. I do have a slight lisp. Not 100% lisp, like a lot of people what lisp have, but slight lisp. Let's start the show with a great Christmas song, because this is our Christmas, Malcolm F. Petito Christmas demo show. I'm going to play this for you, and I'm going to also hopefully have Mr. Hendry listen to it when we're done. And he insisted that I do this as a show that is going to be dropped, and you can listen to, even while I'm trying to sing Christmas songs, and I have guys here opening their flies and going, did you do this? Did you do that? No, I didn't. Kenny Flagg did it, dick. Yes, I said dick on a Christmas. Yes, I did. Okay. Put your signs down now. Mr. Hendry said that you have to do what I say to do. Put your signs down and dip up your fly. You're not funny at all, Weber. Weber and Clark are here from the Mr. Hendry support staff. And you are probably saying, is Mr. Hendry doing this on purpose? Is he trying to make my life? I do not believe that. I believe what he's doing is trying to test my professionalism and my ability to produce on the run and to produce even as we have issues that pop up in a studio. Let's begin here with a song that I love so much called It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. You point at your dick one more time and I'm going to kick your... It's at a song called It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Your Dick. Is that... I'm very sorry. It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Please stand by.
Oh.
I'm Malcolm F. Petito. Merry Christmas, everybody. You put your dick back in your pants. Put your dick back in your pants. Hey, Finjan, put your dick... Hold on. Hold on for a minute. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again. With candy canes and silver lanes. I can't see the last word because your penis is in the way. Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own. On your own. Did you write that on your own front dick? Pause it. Pause it, bitch. Pause it, bitch. Hey, bitch. Dolls, in the hope of Janice and Jen, Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start. Fuck this. Let's do something else. Hi, everyone. It's Malcolm F. Petito. We're going to suspend for just a moment singing a Christmas carol. We'll be right back here on The Phil Henry Show. This is Malcolm F. Petito with our Christmas special.
The Malcolm F. Petito Christmas special. I'm Weber Sinster.
I get to do it. I get to... Ow, you hit me. This is the Malcolm F. Petito Christmas special. Don't forget to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. It's a lot of fun. You'll enjoy every moment of it. All kinds of thousands of hours of Phil's Radio Hall of Fame show, and of course his digital show, his webcast, his wonderful video cast that shows him performing the show, and also the home movies of the Henry family, what they took before they come to California, but also after they come to California in 1949.
Malcolm Esposito's Christmas special will continue.
Here's a favorite song of mine. I think it is of yours too. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in the one-horse open sleigh. Yeah, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle. God damn it. Hold on, put it on pause. Billy. Walking around with your pants off. No. You know, yet it's distracting me. Who said you get to walk around with your pants? Mr. Henry said to do it. Why? To test my... What? To test my ability to concentrate. Is that... So, I want to be clear on this. I'm going to do this and then I'll do the thong. Don't you tell me how to do it. Billy, Weber, Thinjin, all you guys sit down. So, I want to find out. Mr. Henry said to walk around with no pants on to test my power of the concentration. Is that right? And that's why you guys are doing it? Okay, I can play. Not a problem. No, not a problem at all, no. No, my concentration's great. Okay, now that I know what the game is, now that I know what the game is, you're walking around, you're pointing at your wiener. You guys ought to be ashamed of yourself that you let Mr. Henry put you up with this. What? Yes, you can understand me. Don't worry about it. Okay, my lips are not that bad. F you. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Take your balls. Put it on pause. Who wrote that? Take your balls out of your pants and what? This is Malcolm F. Petito. I'm being tested a little bit, my power of the concentration, because I really do want to have on the Mr. Henry platform, the Malcolm F. Petito show, and I'm doing this, my Christmas special, and while I'm doing this, there are interns in here that work for Mr. Henry, and they're walking around without any pants on, they're putting their fingers through their fly, they're pointing at chimpanzees and going, you look like that, and everything. It's okay. Hey, yeah, guess what? You know, I can walk through a pile of shit this high. Yes, I said shit. Yeah, well, you can tell Mr. Henry? Are you going to tell Mr. Henry? I can walk through a pile of shit this high and come out smelling like a rose. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. I know I forgot the first. Let me do it one more time. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get this. Here we go, Malcolm Esposito. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way, yeah. Oh, what fun it is to ride in the one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in the one-horse open sleigh. Through the fields we go, laughing all the way. I don't see what you guys are doing. Bells on bobtail thing, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing with my dick out. Okay, how did you guys do that? You're just breaking, you broke right into the teleprompter, didn't you? This is Malcolm Esposito. I've got a very juvenile, infantile. Let's move on to our interview segment. We have with us now Porthapene Wilston. And how do you spell your last name, Porthapene?
W-I-L-S-T-O-N? That's right.
Come on in, Porthapene. What an unusual first name. How'd you get a name like that?
My father was a porcupine breeder, and when I was born, my mother was giving birth to me. My father was out in the shed seeing to the porcupines.
So your mother was giving birth to you where?
In a bed? What are you talking about?
I mean, it wasn't a hospital.
No. It was at our home. It was at our farm.
So you were born on the family farm where?
Does this have anything to do with the interview? Does this have anything to do with the interview?
Well, yeah, not really. I just think it's interesting. You were born on a family farm.
Yes, I was born on a family farm.
And where was that?
It was in eastern Oregon, in a town called Neffel.
Neffel. Okay, all right, that no problem. How do you spell it? I'm not thinking that.
N-I-P-P-L-E.
Nipple?
No, Neffel.
Fuck you guys, okay? Who are you really?
Danny Bradley.
Are you the kid? Are you the kid of St. John Bradley?
Yeah, I'm his kid brother, not his kid.
Get out of here.
Sure, thanks a lot.
Let's get our next interview in here. We have Porthapene. Let's get our next interview in here now. We have a gentleman who plays a Santa Claus at the mall every year, and I think it's always fun to talk to the guys that do this at the public service. I think it's wonderful. Here is Brown Raleigh. Come on in, Brown. How are you doing?
I couldn't be better. Thanks for having me in.
Brown, you're a Santa Claus at the mall, huh?
I am up here at the Castaic Mall, and I have a good time doing it, too.
And you like kids?
I don't really like kids. That's the only problem. That's why I can't hold on to these. I've been through four or five malls in the last 5 years.
Why do you want to be Santa Claus?
I don't want to be Santa Claus. I want to be someone pretending to be Santa Claus.
Okay, do you think... Oh, okay, I get that, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think there is a Santa Claus. I'm pretending to be him.
Okay. But you don't like kids.
I can't stand them. I can't stand the look of them. I can't stand the smell of them.
Why would you take this, even if the volunteer position, to be a Santa Claus when do the kids sit in your lap?
Well, that's what I do. I insist that they stand about an arm's length away. So I'll go, oh, hi, little boy and girl, you know, because I can't even be bothered to look at them, so I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. So I'll say, hi, boy or girl, what do you want for Christmas?
So you're not even looking at them?
No, God, no. I'm reading a book.
So just to be clear,
are we going to get to the gist of, you know, it's come on out to the Kimberly Mall and see Santa Claus?
Yeah, we're going to get to that, bitch.
That's it.
Sorry, folks. Here's another Christmas song. Fuck this. Here's one. This is a favorite of mine. Walk a winter wonderland. Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane. Snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Hey, gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. To sing a love song while we stroll along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. We'll pretend that he is Parthen Brown. He'll say, did you see the brown streak?
No, I thought, yeah, that's very funny. Very funny. Stop it. Stop it before I vomit.
So you guys are able to break into the teleprompter and change the words.
Uh-huh.
What?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, brown streak. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, then get up and take a leak outside in the snow. Okay. I want to thank all of you. No, I'm not. I'm not going to do this anymore. I want to thank all of you for being a part of the Malcolm S. Macedo Christmas special. What a turd. It's a faith unafraid, the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Put it back in your pants. Fuck it.
The Malcolm Esposito Christmas Special on the Phil Henry Show website. Executive produced by what?
You said website.
I don't care. On the Phil Henry Show website. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on iHeart Podcasts. St. John Brown speaking.
Walk a winter wonderland.
You're doing something in a winter wonderland. I don't know if it's walking.
Oh, God, man. What, am I crawling? I'm Malcolm Esposito.
Whatever.